This is WKSU News. I'm Kabir Bhatia. As some of Ohio's non-essential businesses reopen, you've still got questions about how coronavirus will affect everything from mortgages to license plates. Now, Sarah Taylor from the WKSU Newsroom joins me to answer those questions and more in this week's edition of Oh Really. Our first question this week is about car registrations. The state temporarily closed all but five BMVs in March, and those are handling mostly commercial driver's licenses.
Vehicle registrations and renewals are being handled either online or by car dealerships, with tags being sent in the mail. So what should people do while they wait for their tags if they have to drive around with expired tags?
For the answer, I spoke with Summit County Sheriff's Inspector Bill Holland.
We received documentation back on March 18th instructing us to basically to give an exemption for people that had tags that expired on or after March 18th of 2020. If someone has a warrant for their arrest or if a car is entered as stolen, those are issues that are separate from the expired plates, sure. But in the letter, it's stated that people could carry a copy of this letter as proof, hey, this is just in case a law enforcement jurisdiction was not made aware that the Department of Public Safety had issued this notice for people to get an extension.
Our next question is about how mortgages are being impacted by the CARES Act. Homeowners can have mortgage payments reduced or suspended for up to 12 months, depending on the situation.
At PNC Bank, for example, they have a forbearance option that allows residential customers to stop payments for up to 3 months with no late fees. At the end of the program, though, the total amount will still be due, but they do have a few different options available for customers to pay back that amount.
Right, such as a payment plan or moving the payments to the end of their loan term. Essentially, people should talk to their lenders to figure out a specific plan of action. And in some cases, if you do take advantage of forbearance, there's a potential wrinkle down the line. Here's Jay Pasco, Executive Director of the Ohio Mortgage Bankers Association, to explain.
The impact down the line, if you want to refinance, say, at the end of your forbearance period, you have to wait 1 year until that comes off your record. It doesn't impact your credit, but it's out there. FHA and Fannie and Freddie, they all know that you've taken that. So they're now going to require you to wait 1 year before you can refinance your home. It could impact your ability to buy your next home for a year. And so that's why it's important that people understand that if you can make your mortgage payment, make your mortgage payment.
Up next, based on the number of questions we're getting, there has been some confusion about mask wearing. When the state first introduced reopening procedures, they used the phrase, no mask, no work, no service, no exception. The governor then amended that plan, saying employees would be required to wear masks, but making it mandatory for customers was, he said, going too far.
So what are the recommendations or requirements on wearing masks in Ohio?
Employees are required to wear a mask. For customers, it's a recommendation. Kent State Health Professor Tara Smith, an epidemiologist who studies infectious diseases, explains why masks are useful.
What masks do is if you wear them consistently, they're not perfect, but what they do is help to keep your droplets inside the mask. And so you're not necessarily protecting yourself, but you're protecting others from your droplets. So in this case, employees are required to wear masks. So they're helping to protect the customers. But if the customers come in without masks, then they're potentially spreading their droplets to the employees and to other customers who may be in the building at the same time.
Listener Walter Fortney from Twinsburg says he's been out at retailers where he's seen workers and customers without masks. The state has said employees can go without if they have a valid reason, like they can't do their job with a mask, or if it's unsafe or there are health reasons for them not to wear one. But Professor Smith says for most of us, a mask can only help.
It's a really simple intervention. Just put a mask on. You may be protecting your neighbor. You may be protecting your neighbor's grandma from getting this. I mean, I just don't understand the resistance to this as an intervention. It's really simple. It's really easy. And it could really help stem spread of the virus and help get us back to some semblance of normal.
And one listener from Hudson wonders if the face shields we've been seeing can be as effective as a mask when worn by itself. Professor Smith says the best option for most of us is the cloth mask.
I also spoke with a team at Case Western Reserve University that's making the clear face shields, and they said that the shield is of much less value when it's not worn with a mask, so that clinches it.
State Health Department Director Dr. Amy Acton suggests looking at face masks as one of the things we can do to keep each other safe.
We follow traffic laws. We wear our seatbelts now. We do a lot of things that we've grown to do that we weren't used to. This should be one of those things, and it really will make a difference.
Our last question this week comes from Jim Gordon, who lives in Yorktown, Virginia, but he grew up in Wayne County. He asked this week about the annual Day of the Buzzards in Hinckley.
Now, it's usually March 15th when birdwatchers flock to Medina County to see the buzzards return to this area, and it's been happening since the 1950s, except this year, of course, since it was scheduled just as the lockdown began and it was canceled.
So right now, if the weather ever warms up, you might be able to visit the Cleveland Metro Park's Buzzard Roost in Hinckley and see what are actually turkey vultures.
That's it for this week's edition of Oh Really. Keep sending in your questions, and we'll keep answering them.
You can record your question in the WKSU app or submit it at WKSU.org, where we also have the latest information on the coronavirus. I'm Sarah Taylor.
And I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.